This is KTOO's Juno Afternoon. My first guests joining on the line today are Todd Hunt and UAS Chancellor Caulfield, who are here to talk about the UAS Meritorious Service Award. Hello, Todd and Chancellor Caulfield.
Hi, Cheryl.
Hello, Cheryl.
Thank you both for being here today. First, let's just start. How are the two of you doing? How has the last month been? Todd, why don't we start with you? How are things going?
it's going real weird, I gotta say. I normally have quite a full schedule of teaching and other odd jobs, and I've been finding other things to fill my time. But it's actually kind of been great being able to focus on, composing and doing some things that I don't normally have time for, like, cooking dinner.
Terrific. And are we going to be able to experience some of the things that you're composing at some point in the future?
I sure hope so. Actually, speaking of that, I was supposed to have a piece of mine premiered this weekend.
Yes.
That I had composed, for the Juno Dance Theater. But it, of course, got canceled a while back. So.
Yeah. I'm confident that we will get to experience that. All things will rebound and come back, which is just a question of being patient right now. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
Chancellor Caulfield, how about you? How's the last month been going?
Well, it's been kind of a challenge all the way around. But we're approaching the end of our semester, our spring semester. And as you probably know, we asked our students who were taking face-to-face classes to transition to online or other alternate delivery modes. And so we are now approaching our time when we would have our commencement events at our three campuses in Juneau and Sick and Ketchikan. So I wanted to share a little bit with your listeners about our plans for a virtual commencement event, and then also our opportunity to honor Todd and several others with awards from the University of Alaska.
Terrific. Yeah, why don't you start telling us about the commencement?
Yeah, well, first of all, of course, it's usually a very joyous time. As Chancellor, it's one of my most enjoyable times of the year because I get to shake the hand of every graduate who walks across the stage here in Juneau, but also in Sitka and Ketchikan. And this year, of course, we're going to have to make a change due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we are working hard on developing a virtual commencement event at our three campuses. And so we are, effective May 1st, we're going to be putting up on our website at uas.alaska.edu/commencement the first of our commencement events, our Sitka campus, and also our special Native graduation ceremony will be put up on the web. And on May 2nd, Saturday, our Ketchikan and Juneau ceremonies will be up on the web. And we're doing our best to have the components of a normal commencement event on that website. This year, we're going to have our commencement speaker, who is Ms. Emily Edenshaw. She's the Executive Director for the Alaska Native Heritage Center in Anchorage. She's from Imanik. She's Yupik and Inupiaq, and she previously lived here in Southeast Alaska and worked for the Central Council of Tlingit and Haida Indian Tribes. So we're very, very pleased that she's going to be recorded and a part of the commencement event. We also have a student speaker, Ms. Crystal Briette, who is the editor of our student newspaper here in Juneau, The Whale Song. She's graduating with a Bachelor of Science in Geography and Environmental Resources, cum laude. And so instead of students walking across the stage, we're going to have an online student slideshow, slideshow of our graduates with photos that each of them are providing, and we'll read their names and recognize their accomplishments. And we'll also have recorded messages from UA President Jim Johnson, Sherry Beretta, who's the chair of the University of Alaska Board of Regents, and our provost, Karen Carey. So those are components that we commonly have, but we also have several special awards to give this year that I wanted to highlight. Every year we typically award both an honorary doctorate degree and also several meritorious service award awards to people in our communities. And the individuals for these awards are nominated from the university, but then are approved by the University of Alaska Board of Regents. And this year we have three awardees. The first is an award of an honorary doctorate of laws degree that we are going to be awarding to Mr. Clark Greening in our community here in Juneau. Many of you know that he served two terms in the Alaska House of Representatives. He was instrumental in the creation of the Alaska Permanent Fund, and he's also has a long list of contributions to philanthropic and public sector areas in our community here, the Juneau Community Foundation, the Foraker Group, and a number of others. He's done a huge amount to make our Juneau community a better place and to serve Alaska. We also have two recipients of a Meritorious Service Award, which is given for evidence of significant public, academic, volunteer, and philanthropic or cultural or artistic service to our communities. And I'm pleased that I'm joined today on the call with William Todd Hunt, who is a recipient of a Meritorious Service Award this year. And I'm glad he'll be able to speak a little bit about his work in the community. He's well known, certainly, to many in our community. His impressive record of service as a musical conductor and instrumentalist. And so I'm very pleased that he's on the call today, and we can hear more from him. And the other recipient for that will be Sharon Gateman, again, also someone who's well-known in our community. Since she came to Juneau 40 years ago, her involvement with organizations like K2, the Juneau Rotary Club, the Bartlett Hospital Foundation, Alaska Travel Industry Association, and many more. So we will be recognizing both Todd and Sharon with Meritorious Service Awards, and it truly is an honor for us to have this opportunity to recognize both our graduates, our class of 2020, and the three distinguished recipients of these awards this year. So we're excited about that.
Yeah, terrific. And Chancellor, can you just clarify again for the commencement ceremonies, all of that you described having Emily Eden Shaw and Crystal Briette talking, is that all pre-recorded, or I'm assuming all of this is just being done virtually?
That's correct. They're all being recorded and will be available. People can go online, and you'll see effective May 1st for the Sitka and Native graduation ceremonies, as I said, and May 2nd for the Ketchikan and Juneau ceremonies. And you'll be able to listen to the various presentations and see the recognition that we're providing.
Okay, terrific. And that's right on, we can find it on the UAS website if we go there.
Yes, uas.alaska.edu/commencement.
Okay, terrific. Well, Todd, let's talk about you. First of all, congratulations
okay.
on this special service award. Can you share?
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. What does it feel like? How were you surprised when this was announced?
I was talking to the chancellor before we came on the radio, and it's like it still hasn't really sunk in yet. It's kind of an unbelievable honor. I wasn't expecting, I'm sort of blown away, I guess.
Well, why don't you share with us some of the things that you do in the community mm-hmm. and for the community that got you
sure.
on the radar of the Special Selection Committee?
All right, sure. Well, I am the artistic director of Orpheus Project, which used to be Opera to Go, changed her name a few years back. Got me on the radar with them was the Princess Sophia Opera, which was, I guess, my big project for the last few years, getting that going. Being artistic director of the company that produced it, I pulled together the librettist, the person who wrote the words, the Dave Hunsecker, and the composer, Emerson Eads, to create this thing, and, of course, all of the other folks who were involved artistically in that. So I would assume that may be one of the big things. I've lived here about 20 years, actually, I guess that's a little bit more than 20 years, time flies, and I've, ever since I first came here, I've been just enchanted with not only the town itself, but the people and the dedication, especially to the arts, made me realize it was a place I might want to really hone my craft and to try out crazy things. And the people here are so receptive that I felt like I could do about anything, and is, I guess, maybe my biggest thank you is to, like, everybody in Juneau, especially in the arts community, for being such a wonderful group of people to work with and to bounce ideas off of and to take some of my crazy ideas and run with them and make them even better than I had imagined that they could be.
What are some of the things you're thinking about for the Orpheus project going forward?
Okay. The biggest thing I'm working on right now is a series of events, concerts and other things to memorialize and celebrate Romeo the Wolf, who was, you know, with us for, 6 years or so. And so I'm laying the groundwork for commissioning lots of music and poetry and visual arts and trying to put together just a series of events that will happen in a couple of years. We're aiming for the 21-22 season. Hopefully we don't get too far behind with all this COVID stuff that pushes things. But actually right now is a pretty good time for planning, as I've been finding, so maybe that'll actually help. So that's maybe the big thing coming up. I'm also working on a new children's opera commission that's just in the works, and it'll probably be a year or two after the Romeo project.
Wow, terrific. I can't wait to hear more as that develops. Yeah. And, of course, please do keep in touch with us here on Juneau Afternoon so we can help the community learn about it when you're ready. Anything more that you guys would like to share today about either the graduation or these very special awards that the university is presenting?
Well, this is Rick Caulfield again, and I just want to say that as we bring forward names for consideration for these awards, we quietly go out into the community and invite feedback about the significant accomplishments of each of the awardees. And Todd has many, many admirers in this community, many people who've been touched by the wonderful artistic works that he's been involved with. So we're very, very honored to be able to recognize Todd's accomplishments with this award.
All right. Well, Todd, a super huge congratulations on this very special award, and thank you so much for all that you do for the artistic community here in Juneau. And, Chancellor, great to hear from you today. We look forward to talking with you in the coming weeks to find out more about university life. Thank you both.
Thank you, Cheryl.
Thank you, Cheryl.
Okay, have a great afternoon.
Bye. Bye-bye.